Gonna go and daven a sefted bar mitzvah daf yidal. We're gonna basically test matter. We're gonna read the words of the Gemara. Vieshlei shach, and he gets the shach when he's collecting. Meaning, shanigzel lekayach hakarke mashvach, because the victim of the theft, he's gonna take the property with the shvach. Mein mishalma lekayach, and he's not gonna pay for the buy. Raka yitzia, only according to what his expenses were. Kedin yer l'tefste chaveiro shaloi. Like when someone goes into someone else's property without permission, which is essentially what it was over here, the meshvach yes al itzia, that if the profit is more than the expenses, nesles itzia, he only gives them the expenses. That's what he's saying. That extra amount of the profit, that's what he holds, that he's gonna the buyer is gonna take that from the robber. Umayri she nigzla reconis. And Tais points out it must be that when he stole it, it was not high. It was empty. So that was all from the Lekeach, and therefore that's what he gets to collect that back from the Gazlan. Shmuel says that the money he gets, but he does not get the Shvach, which Afilikana Shlebach Rais, but he'll get the money even if he bought it without insurance. Like we explained this on the Manav and the Maskal Shibud, because that was a Mekachtoy, so it's like a Halva with a Shtar that you get your money back. So too, it sounds like that's told when you recognize that it's not his, like come on, which Gemara brings later on Tesvav Mabez, Marakoch with this obviously is Tomat Shaloi Bachrayas without insurance, could become a Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Mois Matana, the money is a gift. Because the Bachrayas, it went to insurance, and my Mois Matana, why is it a gift? It's not a gift, he says, taking insurance, obviously Tomat Shaloi Bachrayas, as we explain. And that's the Chiddush, that even so, the Mois he gets, as Tais explained. Like just not to bring the words of Gemara, Sefer Nami because of Chulu. The Sefer is also talking about regarding Jesus reproving from the Reisha with goes of an exile, which Tais really says Reisha Atzma Yochla Hakshes. Really, Gemara could have asked from the Reisha itself. Kedemaksha Besamach the Gemara Asholi Elikamash Yochla Hakshes Mishavach Kufi Parach. Whatever. Once we mention one halacha, so we ask like we're saying Shevachin or the Peiros Loi. So although you really could ask from, as the Gemara is going to shortly ask, once you mention Shevach, so we make the dik and we ask from that case. No, you could say also that it's talking about a Balchayv. Like, you know, just like once you're amending it, you could amend it to say that it's talking about a Balchayv. Which, prepared me, Shemay, is the Gemara, Bavasudav, Kofnazayin, Lebeiz, Rosalei, Chiyach, wants to prove the Akni Kona. Or mocher, mishtabit, meaning that even what I bought, I'm gonna buy, is also gonna be indebted to you. The Gemara wants to prove mocher from over here, because you see the gavi b'chayiv shavach. We see that the credit could collect the improvement shlohi be'ein b'shas halah was not there at the time of the loan. And with that, the Gemara rejects and says, "No, mayor, it's going like a mayor dama that says all the makim davar shlo b'leilam." That a person could transfer something that's not here in the world yet, but according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be a rye. So it says, you're going to say, why don't you prove Mishmol, Dhamma, that he says, he says, the creditor could collect a Shavach, as our Gemara brings. Now, Mishmol Gulfe, who the Baile has, Mishmol himself is the one who asked over there. And as Tais explains, you can't say, oh, Mishmol also has a Gemara. He's asking according to Rabbanan, so therefore it's not a contradiction. Because the perik Aval Pin, the Gemara Ksuvah Daf Natesam, and now Pasuk Shmuel Kerev Yechon and Nasan, the rules like Rechazam, less the other Makdim Chulu, that doesn't hold the Gemara, you can't be Makdim Shavu. So Shmuel himself says that the Bachayev could collect the Shvach, and Shmuel himself is the one who asked the question over there. Yeshua says, we can say, is the Hadam Shmuel, this is Shmuel says the Bachayev gave us a Shvach, that the creditor could collect the Shvach. I know if you have a scan of the Hassan, that's going according to the Gemara's conclusion over there. The question of the Gemara comes out, the Akne Kono, Machem, Mishtabit, Aflur Abonan, that yeah, that's what we see over there. Although he's the one who asked the question, the Gemara comes out that you could be Mishabit, but that's what he's saying over here. The Shvach, which is only going to come later on, is Mishabit. This is what we're going to say, Abdrab, to the contrary. Luchach Machem, why don't you prove from here, Deloy Mishtabit? You can't have a lien on what's ultimately going to come. Why? Midalei Tarf Bachayiv, from the fact that the creditor cannot collect, Mishabdi de Tarf Lekech, from that there's a lien that the buyer could collect from, which we say that he also could collect from the Chasim HaShabadim. Well, why going to him? Obviously, only he could collect from those, and the creditor cannot, because obviously that because those weren't there yet, because the Einlav don't say that no, the Achash Torf Balchayev Karkam and Lakeach, it's only after that the creditor collected the property from Lakeach, which then he's owed money, and then Konam Meicher Karkois, then the seller bought properties of Machar and then he sold them. That can't be, that can't have been the case. Then even the shvach he should be able to collect from those mishabodim, because the gamma shvach you cost him, because at that point the shvach already had a set amount. Because he had already collected, then he should actually be able to collect even the shvach. So, but you were saying only the principal. So, but the fact that only he could collect, and the creditor's not collecting from that person, so obviously that because what's going to come is not mishabod. Where this property, the seller had made it to the creditor, were designated for his collection. And that's why the credit collects from this. You're right, even though there are other properties that have a lien. And that's what the lekeach goes and collects from. It's not a raya that the creditor himself would not be able to collect from. The sister's achkosh is difficult because I might dachik the. Why is the Gemara pushed to reject the Perek Mishra Meis and the Gemara Bavastav from Zayin Beis? Say, Hamani, oh, it's not a Rai, because who is this, like Remeir? Why do you have to say it's Remeir? And hold the Odom Kivim Akad Dabashal Ba'ilam. Yamakshah Sapaitiki, why don't you say like this type of case? Say this when you made up Paitiki. Does Bachiv Gerbes HaShvach, Hayas Ali Yitzir, that's when the credit is going to collect the improvements, that's more than the expenses. Chinam, for nothing, like when someone goes into someone else's field, it sounds like the Gemara later on says, oh, you could say someone when he buys from a gazan, you can just like Arka that he has property, or a kind of other, or buys from him, like the Gemara explains later on that says, Amid Aleph. Essentially, what this is asking is that why is the Gemara over there, as we mentioned before, reject the right from this Bryce of Akni that it's going to be mishtabed, only because it's possible to say it's like a mayor who holds that a person can make the shabla ilam. Why doesn't it reject another way that even according to Chum, there's no raya because Tomat, like we're saying, that the bar that he made in Tapaitiki and therefore the property is considered like designated for the Bachayiv until the Shvach, it's like his field that he made better. And Lekeach, they made it better. It's like someone that comes down Yom Tov makes it better where he collects it from the field, only the expenses, but the shvach, that's more than that, that belongs to the owner of the field because it's considered like making his field better. So it comes out that the Bachayev is not taking the shvach like collecting a debt. So you can't prove that Akt is mishtabed. It's because of his ownership on the property. Moreover, that what Taisa was saying is that the Gemara could reject this brace is not talking about Bachayev collecting a shvach, it's talking about when someone buys a property from a gazlan, where he goes to collect from him most of the shvach, and is talking about where that he has property or he bought from him that he should pay the shvach by if he finds the property stolen, like the Gemara says later on Tesvav. In such a situation, even Shmuel agrees that you could take from the seller the gas and the shvach. So, so wonders why did the Gemara they have to reject and say it's specifically because he's going like Remeir.